Learning distance to God because of this beautiful time that the Lord has given us, Gunde. For sure, it is the Lord who purposed times and seasons. He purposed everything according to His design and according to His will and purpose. And there is nothing wrong, nothing good, but whatever the Lord purposes. Everything is good because it's the Lord who purposes it. That's why when we are preaching about the election of God, we preach that there is election that has been done time before the foundation of the world. So when we are talking about election, you elect some to goodness and some to badness. It's election to be left to yourself. It's election to be one of the heirs to inherit the kingdom of God. So don't just be persuaded if somebody just to say that I do preach about election, grace, election. Because one can preach about election, but what is the specific election is he was speaking about? Who is the elector? Why being elected? What way is the elected being served? Before the foundation of the world, God had a plan and purpose and will. And He made it clear that there should be one the elected ready to inherit the kingdom of God. And the one erected ready to inherit damnation. And to be an elected person, it's God Himself who did it. To be an elected person, it's God too that He did it. Thank God because of His election upon us that we can hear and see the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have been in the book of John chapter 18 for some months. Last Friday, we were on verse 37 and
38.
And today is just a continuation from where we ended. Whereby it was a conversation between Pilate the king, the king and the judge, and Jesus Christ, the Most High King. Pilate was a king. He was a judge. He was a governor. He met with Christ Jesus. Christ is the Most High King.
Yes,
he's a high judge. Very honored judge. King above all kings. Judge above all judges. Now the high judge met with the junior judge. The Most High King meeting with just a mere king. The honor of government meets with a governor, a junior governor. So they make and have a conversation. Now the governor is asking the king the most
hard.
Here, see the question that this governor, judge, King Pilate asked. Verse 38. Pilate says unto him, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I found in him no fault at all.
Verse number 38. Pilato anena kwa iye, chona tinsiani. Ipo pamene anena izi, anamutanso kwa iwa. Naena nao. Ine sitipenda kote chikuwa mwa iye.
Last Friday, I was saying that Christ is the truth. And he showed, he revealed himself to the people that he is the truth. But Pilate, the governor, is meeting with the truth and asking the truth, what is the truth?
Komano Pilato amene ali ndunayo akufusa Yesu Kristu kuti chona ndicho ndichani.
Here fully shows that Pilate was not knowing who exactly Christ is. So he was expecting Christ to preach to him. He was expecting Christ to answer him. But because it was the time of the Lord, Jesus kept silence to Pilate.
Yesu, aukajete kwa Pilate.
That makes the governor Pilate to see that this one is without sin. And they found him to be clean and without sin. This is fully who Jesus Christ is. Because Christ is sinless. He sinned no more. He sinned not. For example, when we read Matthew chapter 27, verse 14 says, because he had nothing compared to what Pilate was thinking, that Pilate Christ would have answered
him.
But this doesn't mean that Pilate Christ had no
words.
It doesn't mean that Christ fails to answer the question of Pilate. Christ is the answer of every question that a man meets with. Whatever keeps stranded a man, Christ is the answer. But Christ kept quiet so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. So that the scriptures might be fulfilled that people should crucify him. Now we see by that meeting with the Jews outside the judgment
hall.
As Pilate saying to the people, this man is without sin. So if the pagan is seeing Christ without sin, but why the religion is pointing to Christ as a sinner? This simply fully shows that the gospel, the enemy of Jesus Christ, were the Jews, the religion. So it was very difficult for the Jews to come to the Lord and believe the gospel. It is just difficult for the religion to believe the true gospel. If you are one of them that believe this gospel, then it is blessed that have done the work. If they do not preach God to reveal Christ to you, you will never come out from the bondage that you are in. Before it is preached God to reveal Christ to us, we are bound. We are sinners. Very rich people. Very blind people. And will never tolerate things of God. But when God was pleased to reveal Christ to us, He takes us out from the bondage and gives birth to us with His blood. And we are clean because of His blood. But without blood, there is no remission of the sins. Because Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, 22, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 22, by faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandments concerning his bones.
Here is
speaking about Joseph and the prophecy that he prophesied about the departing out from the bondage of the children of Israel. Which means Joseph knows that the time is coming whereby the people who are bound to come out from the
bondage.
No matter what, how many days, years passed, but time will come to come out from the bondage. Before it is pleased God to reveal Christ in us, we were opposers, we were people against this gospel. We have been torturing the message, the gospel. But blessed is the Lord because of the hope that set forth before us, that time will come when we hear this gospel and preach it. We are here today preaching Christ and Him crucified, because it was written that the elect would come out from the bondage that they were bound in. So it is the work done by God Himself. So we see Christ keeping quiet with the governor because it was worth it for him to be crucified. So it was that silence that makes the truth to continue pointing at Christ so that scriptures might be fulfilled.
Je, ukala chete go, njupele kuna pangito, kune ayunga, kukitake kumulo kuna kala Yesu, kuri Yesu yo, apatikide kukitori nga jate.
But even if all the outsiders, the Jews, were appointing Christ as the fourth sinful, but Christ was without sin. Let's go to verse 39. John 18, 39 says, but ye have a custom. This is Pilate speaking, addressing to the people, that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the king of the Jews?
Yohane 18, verse number 39. Wamwinao makariwe, unjitlado akulangwa kwa Yuda. Akuti, njima masulia inu, mmozi wa Pasca. Wadimufu kuna tsono kundi masulia inu, kumu ya Yuda.
Now it's another thing, another story, another message that Pilate is speaking to the people, addressing the message. He's speaking about the custom. Before Christ came into this world, there was a custom that was in the Jews. God made that custom already before the existence of Christ in the body. The custom was like this. If somebody has been arrested, during the time of Passover, one is to be set free. Now the question might be like this. Was the custom that set the man free, or the Passover that sets that man free? Because there is two things that is happening here. Number one, there is custom that is among the people. Number two, there is Passover among the people. So there is Passover and there is custom. Custom and Passover is pointing to each other, facing face to face. Now, between the Passover and the custom, there is people arrested. And right there, there is others claiming themselves that they are clean outside the cell. Now, there is a king that is overruling the Passover and the custom. Before we proceed, let us see the Passover. Who is the owner of the Passover? Exodus chapter
4,
verse 1 says,
Exodus chapter 4, verse 1 says,
Exodus chapter 12, and the Lord said unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, verse 2, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. 3, speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, and a lamb for an house.
Exodus chapter 12, verse 1. Ndipo Yehova anena ndi Mose ndi Aaron mdziko la Egypto ndikuti, mwezi uno uzikhala wa inu woyamba wa miyezi, muziyesa mwezi woyamba wa chaka, mulankhule ndi msonkhano wonse wa Israeli ndikuti, tsiku la khumi la mwezi uno adzitengere munthu yense mwana wankhosa monga mwa mabanja atse awo mwana wankhosa pabanja.
Let us see the characters and attributes of the lamb that is to be bound.
Ndiye ndiyangane zichito chito zimene zili pa mwana wankhosayo amene akuyeta ali womangidwa.
That is verse 5 whereby it says, your lamb shall be without blemish, a member of the first year. He shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats.
Verse number 5. Mwana wankhosa wanu azikhala wangwiro wamamuna wachaka chimodzi, muzise wankhosa kapena kumbuzi.
So here you see the people who were rearing these rats were to be experts of seeing the lamb that is without blemish, ready to be sacrificed.
Ndiyamba tiwona kuti anthu amene ali woyenera kumenga nkhosazo, amene akhale awonetsa kuti nkhosayo ndi yabwino yopanda chilema.
Without blemish because of the picture of Jesus Christ without sin.
Yopanda chilema kuti Khristu Yesu Khristu amene ali tchimo.
A mirror of the first year as the picture of Jesus Christ, the begotten of the Father.
Yaimuna, yaimene yoyamba, imene kidwa Yesu Khristu, mamuna amene ali mwana wa Mulungu Atate.
And the other thing says, that is in verse 6, the use of that lamb.
Ndiye china ikupezeka mu verse number 6 imene ntchito ya nkhosa imene.
And how this lamb that is without blemish, that is without spot, a male of first year, how will he conclude the journey?
Diana apa kufuna afuna onetse kodi kosa imene mili yokonda banga ya mamudi ya imuna yoyamba imene kufuna diwan kodi ima banga imene malize kwanji mendo wake.
Verse 6. And he shall keep it until the fourth day of the supper, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall hear it in the evening.
Verse number 6. Yomkhayenaye chisungile kufikira tsiku la khumi ndi chinayi la mwezi womwe, ndipo bungwe lonse la anthu a Israeli lizimupha madzulo.
God instructed this person over himself.
Yes, mwili wake ndi amene akupanga za Paska amene.
And he had a design and plan and purpose and way of doing this kind of work of Passover.
Ndiye iye mwili akuonetsa dongosolo ndi ntchito zonse zimene zingakhalepo pa tsiku limeneli la Paska.
If the Passover is with you, make sure you keep it.
Ngati Paska wapita pa inu yatsatsani musunge.
If the lamb has been caught and is in your hands, keep it safe until the time of killing it.
Ndipo ngati nkhosayo yafika mʼmanja mwanu, isungeni bwino mpaka tsiku limene idzaphedwe.
When Christ was bound in the Garden of Gethsemane,
Yesu Khristu adamangidwa mʼmunda wa Gethsemane,
they never just found Christ in that Garden of Gethsemane and killing like this. They kept him until the exact time and place of killing him.
And Amusunga, that's
why verse 6 says, keep it until the fourth day of December, and the whole assembly of the congregation shall hear it in the morning.
Nichitaleka verse 6 inena kuti ndipo kuphwanyaye chisungire kufikira tsiku la khumi ndi chinayi la mwezi womwe ndipo bungwe lonse la anthu a Israeli lizimupha madzulo.
It was not to be killed by one man.
Si mambo ya kuphwanya ndi munthu mmodzi.
It was to be killed by the mass group of people.
Imene idziphedwa ndi gulu lonse la wanthu.
There is a whole assembly of the congregation killing time, the Lord is during the evening time.
Jipo makhala mpito ose pamozi, kusongana, kudupe mpupepo sayo, panthawe yake ya masuro.
Which means the whole assembly agrees to kill the lamb during the evening time.
Je kuti mkumano oseo, umakambira ya kichipozi, kudupe mpupepo sayo, panthawe yake ya masuro.
If it is an assembly, whole assembly meets. But if it is during the day, they had no business of killing. Let the lamb be kept,
sir.
They were to keep itself until the exact time of killing so that the scriptures might be fulfilled in time to come. Because this whole process was the picture of Jesus Christ to be caught and bound and ready to be killed and slaughtered during the exact time on the cross. Number two, the whole congregation killing the ram, picturizing, typifying the matches of people assembling together to kill Christ on the cross. When they said the whole assembly, it means whole assembly. Which means you never point others and leave others outside. When we are saying the whole assembly kill Christ, kill the Lamb, it means the whole people, the assembly kill Christ. It means even myself kill Christ.
Brethren,
whosoever is here listening to this gospel, agreed, and we send our representatives to kill Christ in our absence. Simply, we kill Christ together as an assembly and an agreement so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. So, this is verse 8. Now let us see verse 7 of Exodus chapter 12. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts, and on the upper door posts, on the house wherein they shall eat in. Now there is a means of blood
shedding.
There is blood. Which means there is a house where they should eat the meat, but outside there should be blood. Blood is a message. So blood is the message. It is the gospel. That is the blood of Jesus Christ, the message of the elect.
Jebuji mazio ndutenga umene ukamba Yesu Kristu kwa iwo amene ali wosankhidwa.
That's why when we read Hebrews chapter 9 says,
Jebuji kalenga I have been chapter 9 wena kuti
verse 19, 20, 21 and 22. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 19.
I have been chapter 9, verse number 19.
For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool at his side, and sprinkled both the book and all the people.
And then something happened to him. 19. Pakuti pamene Mose anayankhulira anthu onse lamulo lililonse monga mwa chilamulo, anatenga madzi wa ana ang'ombe ndi mbuzi pamodzi ndi madzi ndi ubweya wofira ndi hisope nawaza buku lomwe ndi anthu onse.
This is the message of the blood of calves.
Uwu ndiye uthenga wa madziwo.
Verse number 20. Saying, this is the blood of the testament which God has enjoined unto you.
Petro matwenche, nati uni mwazi wajipangano Mungu anakulamulira.
Blood of the testament.
Uni mwazi wajipangano.
Verse 21. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the mystery. Blood is the message. Blood is the gospel. The blood is purifying and changing the people.
Maziwo ndikumene ukutsuka ndi kwasambitsa wanthu.
Verse 22. And offer offerings are by the law packed with blood. And without shedding of blood is no remission.
Verse 22. Ndipo monga mwachilamulo zikhala zinthu pang'ono zitayeretsedwa ndi madzi, ndipo opanda kukhetsa madzi ndibe kumasuka.
So there is no remission of the sins without the shedding of blood. Which means the blood is the substance. Blood is the message. That is remissioning the sins of the people. Matthew 26, verse 28.
Matthew 26, verse number 28.
Blood is the message.
Mwazi ndi uthenga.
Blood is the ordinary gospel.
Mwazi ndi uthenga ukhawo.
So when we are speaking about the blood, there is no blood without the owner. Which means when we are saying about the blood, we are saying about Jesus Christ. That Christ is the message. He is the gospel. He is the only hope of the Israel. He is the only one that transforms and purifies our sin. Without shedding blood, there is no remission of the sin. Matthew 26, verse 28. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remissions of sins.
Verse number 28. Pakuti ichi ndi chimwazi wanga wapangano otchidwa chifukwa cha anthu ambiri kuchotsa machimo.
So you can see here Christ again is speaking to the disciples about blood.
Apa mukhoza kuona kuti Yesu akulankhula kuphunzira kukhudzana ndi madzi.
That his blood is of the New Testament.
Kuyenda kuti mwazi wake ndi pangano latsopano.
That is to be shed for many for their remissions of the sins.
Kuti udzakhala kuchotsa ndi kutsuka machimo awo atambiri.
Which means without shedding of blood there is no remission of sins.
Kuyenda kuchotsa kuti kupanda kuchotsa madzi palibe kuchotsa kwa machimo.
Which means when we are saying about the shedding of blood we are speaking about killing. Without killing Christ, no remission of the sins. So the message is to kill Christ so that my sins should be purged away. Thank God because of his death on the cross, because it makes me to be a transformed. Because I didn't believe he died on the cross, I would have been the same after death without sins taken away. So let us go back to the book of John chapter 18, verse 39 that we are in. Here we are saying that there is two things here. There is the custom and there is the Passover. So now the answer is Passover is Christ Jesus. Why was it Passover? It was because there is something that is to pass over somewhere, but stop over somewhere. Because we can't say Passover without stop over. We call it Passover because there is a death, there is the wrath of God that is to pass over the house of the erect and stop over the house of an
erect.
Stop over or come upon the unerected people. Unerected people. But Passover would be done upon the erect people. But the process of passing over, there is the death of the animals, the lamb, but without sin, without shift, without bread,
branch.
So this was all about Christ Jesus, that is without blemish, that is very integrity, that is very holy. Now look here. When the Passover is passing over our houses, but there is a custom before the Passover comes. The custom to the Jews is that during the day of Passover, the day when animals without blemish should be killed, the day when the blood of the animals will be sprinkled upon their houses, the day when the angel of death will be stopping over upon them and elected and killed
them.
The day when the angels of death shall be killing the unelected people. That time, that day, there is a custom whereby it says, one man from custody should be set free. First of all, the custom was bounding that man, waiting the Passover day to take, to come to pass. Before Christ came into this time physically and died on the cross, we were bound by the law and kept to step waiting for the day of grace. So we were kept to serve customarily. When the law comes into this world. It bounds everybody. And when we're under the law, the law is pressing us down. And the custom was there. And it kept us quiet and safe. But when it comes to
care,
he shows that a man is bound. Is bound and the custom is there, keeping him quiet in the law. But the same custom, it was commanding that during the day of that Passover, one should be set free. Who is the one? The victim. The world bound. The world without hope. The world in the cell. The world without somebody that can come and speak for him. The world without a lawyer. The law commanded him to be in the prison. The law is keeping him in the prison. But the custom is coming to that person. That's wait. There is a day of Passover coming. And when the Passover meets with that person, there is no stopping. The one who is the Passover will set that person free. And Bible says, the Passover set one man free. What is the Passover? That is Christ. This man is to give thanks to God because of what the Passover has done to that man. Let us read again verse 39. But ye have a custom that one should release unto you. That I should release unto you one at the Passover.
Verse number 39. Kwa mwinao makaridwe, au ima masura inu mozi papasa.
And it was like the authority 100% original was in the hands of King Pilate.
Jesu kwone chakuti ulamulio ose, ulari manja mwabirata.
Pilate was thinking that he is the one having authority to set people free. He was not knowing that it was that Passover that was setting free the one that was bound. The Passover will set a man free. Christ will set a man free. That's why Bible says, if a son sets you free, you'll be free indeed. So it is the son that sets a man free. It's Christ that's setting a person free. We are free in the blood of Jesus Christ. Christ is the one who sets us free. Without shedding of blood, we are very sinful. We are very rich. We are very blind. But thank God because of the shedding of blood. Because it was the blood, it is the blood. That is setting a man free. That makes a sinner without hope having hope. A man that was very far from the Lord is having closer to the Lord. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. God is the blood. It's the crucifixion. It is the death. It is the killing. It is this hope
message
that is making me to be free indeed. Why am I boasting? There is nothing that I did on my own for myself to be transformed or to be cleaned or to be saved. Christ is my salvation.
Yes, we are coming.
That's why somebody sing a song in number
5.
What can wash away my sin?
Chani chimene chingatsuke manje mwanga.
Chitachani unyereza. Wazwa mbuye ye chiani jini chani jini kumuza wazwa mbuye ye chiti be kaya kito amachi
Pasca is a fige by
Passover is before us. We are seeing the Passover are four of us. But there is a bounding that I was bound. Bounded by the devil, by the law, I was bound. But the Passover has been said that there is such day, time whereby there will be a Passover.
Komano Pascayo, Idango Ikido,
now I'm going to the day, time, and second and minute where the Passover will meet with me.
Jesu Mano Tumwanikira Muntau. Even a pastor, it's a woman and
I'm meeting with the Passover while bound. But thank God there is a custom that is commanding me to be set free because of the Passover.
But sihu la Pascha.
It was not Pilate that was setting people free. It was that Passover that had power upon a person to be set free. We are free in the blood of Jesus Christ. It is Christ that sets us free. And from day forward, I've got no any other message but Christ, the blood. The blood of Jesus cleans me, purifies me, sanctifies me, changes me.
I am what I am
because of the blood of Jesus. That's why it's not me, it's not my good works, but it's what Christ has done. And I've got any other message to speak, to preach, but Christ and He crucified. When I said Christ and Him crucified, I mean the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the tree. If you are one of them, thank God. If you are one of them, sing songs of joy and celebrate the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. We rejoice in the death of Jesus Christ. We rejoice in the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. We rejoice because our sins have been. I am no more sinful because of the blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Title of the message of today is the blood, the only blood of Jesus Christ. The only blood of Jesus Christ. Let us look to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you this time because of making it possible that we meet together and celebrate the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, the crucifixion. Thank God because of your salvation. Thank God because of your blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. That makes me to be reconciled, to be drawn to you, Father God. Without it, I'm very sinful and wretched. Without it, I'm hopeless. Thank glory and honor be unto you, Father, for making it possible that I should be one of the partakers of your kingdom, not because of my good works, but because of whatever you have done. We pray because of each and everybody, even our fellow brothers that are expected to meet in time to come, whereby Brother Ken will preach and meet with the people, uphold them, uphold him with your grace, so that he might continue preaching the gospel of Christ, the crucified one, the only message that has been sent for until the event. It is in the name of Jesus that we worship and bless and exalt and celebrate Christ, the crucified one, we pray. Amen.